Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome, non-Patreons.
And Patreons who are listening to the free version.
Of course.
Because you can, you can do both. Even though the premium episodes are way better.
Way, way better. Recently, I got naked in the booth for the last one. We didn't even tell anyone.
Or something.
So the recording booth.
It's day 10.
So, wonderful with fuck at, Reese.
Wonderful with fuck at.
How was last night's mystery night for you?
My skin turned inside out.
That's fucking disgusting. Jesus Christ.
I had to.
There is something wrong with your mind.
I had to rest my lungs on the Bar Height Peninsula in my kitchen until my skin returned back to the normal setting.
That's horrible. So I had something kind of weird and pleasant, just to get away from that horrifying imagery for a second. All the shoe shiners of the city of Halifax just showed up at my door demanding to shine all of my shoes. I have like one pair of boots. And like some sneakers, but they all kind of lined up.
Did they shine you?
I mean, you
do look glossy.
I got a little jealous, so I put my feet in the shoes and let them shine while I was sitting there. Yeah, it took hours. It was great. I watched some Golden Girls.
I'll be honest, yours is less graphic than mine.
Yeah. You don't have to be honest. You can just be like, it's quite apparent. Yeah. you don't have to point it out. It's been pointed out.
And it was deeply painful or traumatic for everyone. So
just for you, really, I'm guessing. Yeah, your family, maybe, yeah.
Daddy, what's happening?
Just throw out a rug.
What?
You had to throw out a rug.
You had to throw out a rug because, oh, God.
It's turned inside out on a rug.
So fucking crusty.
Anyway, and tonight is the night of thread, which we'll go into more detail later.
Okay.
It's
the night. No, I remember what. It's not the night of thread. I remember. I mean, metal thread is part of it.
Yeah, well, that's not my shortened version of it.
The night of thread. Okay. It's a little bit more descriptive than that.
We'll go into that detail later. It's fine.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay. Open up today's door. Day 10. Door.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this door is a trap door.
Whoa. Okay.
Don't fall down.
Yep. And where did that come from?
It's called the goose from hell.
The shit that you find, man. So it's amazing.
Remember we did an episode about all the crazy animals that existed in Canada when humans first
moved.
I remember that episode.
When humans crossed the land bridge in the Baltic Sea.
There was the giant bear. What was it called?
The short-faced bear.
That's right. Yeah.
Just giant tree sloth.
Blows my mind that I remember that, because that means I'm learning about history, which is never something that I've done before. And it's thanks to this fucking ridiculous podcast.
It's because it's fun.
I'm actually learning.
You're learning
shit
through the medium of fun.
Yep.
So have you ever heard of Hesperonis?
No. Is that like a type of insulation?
No, Hesperonis was a... Canadian geese are famous for being aggressive, mean.
Yeah. They're dicks.
There's so many videos online of people running away from them.
Nobody understands. They're just assholes.
Very assholes.
Assholes.
Hey, assholes.
I was going to do it, but you did it better. You got to shake your fist in the air while you do it.
Get away from my eggs. That's a Canada goose.
That's great. Your Canadian accent's getting better by the minute, buddy. That's
great. I'll peck you in the dick. So, Hesperonis was basically, Canadian geese are aggressive. They're beautiful animals, but they're aggressive. They're territorial. They don't care who you are. They don't care what your pay grade is or what qualifications you've got. They'll attack
you. They just want to attack you.
They don't even care if you've got a gun. Disgusting. Because they don't know what a gun is. They'll just attack you. So Hesperonis was kind of like the a nightmare prehistoric goose.
A prehistoric motherfucking goose.
Nightmare goose.
A prehistoric nightmare goose.
That was 5 feet tall.
Jesus. What?
And its fossils have been found across Canada.
I swear to God, you make up half this shit. Hesperonis. There's no way. There's no fucking way this is real.
So Hesperonis zoomed.
Do you have a photo? Can I see?
I'll show it. Let me read it to you first, and then I'll reveal. It zoomed through the seas 90 million years ago to catch prey.
It what?
It would zoom through. It was like
zoom.
It would zoom through the sea. So basically, it couldn't fly, but it was like a torpedo. It was like an amped up penguin with teeth.
Jesus.
It was built like a torpedo. It was long and thin. It could slice through water. It had dozens of small teeth. So it was kind of one of those, it was a dinosaur bird, so it had a beak with teeth, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. This is going to give me fucking nightmares.
So it evolved from a dinosaur. It had huge eyes, so it could see deep water. And it was covered with like lenses that like would let it see under the water too. That was the thing that made it quite different from modern birds, but it did have teeth. So I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Hesperonis.
Jesus. Oh, my God. It's like a black. It's like. Are you familiar with venom?
Yeah.
It's like if a goose was venom. He's even got like that kind of like weird white spider stripes on his chest sort of thing.
Yeah. It got bored with Tom Hardy and it moved on to a Canada goose.
That's essentially what it looks like. Yeah. Yes.
I hope it's better written.
Yeah, right? Seriously. I watched Let There Be Carnage the other night. Have you seen it?
Yeah. I really like... Who plays Carnage? What's his name? Woody Harrelson.
Harrelson.
He's one of my favorite actors.
He's fantastic, yeah. But like...
I kind of felt like it didn't... I don't know.
It... I'm a big fan of Spider-Man. I like Venom. I like Carnage. And it felt like they kind of.
This sounds like every other podcast when I'm talking about superhero.
Right. But it just kind of felt like they glossed over it. Like, okay, here's the fight between Venom and Carnage. Credits. Like, it didn't. There was no oomph. There was like, it was a good fight. It was a decent, it was a good fight, but like.
Yeah, but. You know what's better than a good fight?
Like,
a story with a good fight.
Right?
At the end.
Yes. Thank you.
That ties back to the story.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. Right?
Wouldn't it be nice if they made films with stories?
One day. We can only hope.
Yeah. And this happens, and then this happens, and this happens, and then something blows up, and then they fight. Is it a story?
No. It was disappointing because it was only okay.
Yeah.
I think I would have been happier if it was bad, but like this was like mediocre, and it just felt like it deserved so much more. Anyway,
and I like Tom Hardy. He's a good.
He's great. He's Tom good. Hardy's great. Is that your Tom Hardy impression?
My friend John does the best Bane impression. I was doing Bane.
Someone described Bane as as Sean Connery playing Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you'll have my permission to die. Well, that's a horrible bane.
That wasn't too bad.
That wasn't too bad?
Yeah.
I think you did it better. You have to cover your mouth.
Miss Monty Penny.
I'm sorry, listener. We've kind of really gone off
this. How did we go from a prehistoric goose to Bane, Sean Connery, Darth Vader combo?
Pretty easily, it seems. Yeah. So go back to this, the Venom Goose.
Venom Goose. Well, that's kind of it, really. It was just a big shit.
So when it died off with all the dinosaurs, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah. There was no space. The times had moved on. There was no there was no space for a Hal Goose anymore.
It's like 5 foot. Can you just picture a 5 foot tall fucking Venom Goose attacking you?
With teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That travels through the water like a torpedo.
Well, just don't go in the fucking water, but like... Still, yeah, that'd be no geese are assholes enough.
Yeah,
what's the name of it again?
Hesperonis. It is me, your mortal enemy, Tinnitus. You may prowl the seas, but I prowl the inner ear.
Yep,
there you go.
That happened. There
we go.
Thank you for that little mini drama. That's great.
It's a better story than...
Carnage. Yeah.
Intergalactic Hal Goose meets Loeb Dweller. There's literally a huge film franchise with a talking raccoon. You can do anything these days.
Right?
You can do anything. A tree who's friends with a raccoon, and they go through space.
And they go through space on adventures together.
Yeah. So you literally
and
do a
that
film
like- was what a way better story than Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Exactly, yeah.
Way better.
Yeah, exactly. So you literally, there are no limits to what kind of stories you can tell. Which
right?
is good.
Just try
but
one.
Somehow people still forget to tell one. Yeah. Anyway.
What do I remember from Venom, Let There Be Carnage? One of the main characters is always hungry, and then they get mad at each other because he wouldn't let the other one eat because he was hungry. And then they got into a big fight at the end.
Yeah, you wouldn't let him eat people.
Okay, well, there's that specific thing, sure.
Also, I don't know why they're making Venom a hero.
Yeah, he's an anti-hero in the comics. He's not like a straight-up villain in the comics. He's kind of like the Punisher. You know, the Punisher is like, I'm a good guy because I kill bad people. And all the really good superheroes out there are like, you can't do that, man. Stop. He's like, fuck you. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's like the anti-hero. He kills bad guys. And same with Venom. Venom's like, Venom does what the fuck he wants. He has his own sense of his own code of justice by killing and eating bad people. Right?
You know a lot about the moral stances of the Marvel Universe.
Well, yeah. I like comics.
This does sound like a lot of other ones. This sounds like 90%
of other podcasts. We're sorry, listener.
Yeah, yeah.
tell us more about this demon goose.
Next week, we'll talk about Batman. Is it just a billionaire beating up poor people? Discuss. Anyway.
Jeff Bezos just shows up in a cape at one of his warehouses
and
starts backhanding his employees.
Jeff Bezos spent loads of money on weapons, like a car and a base, and just drove out into the night throwing knives that stick in the legs of people who were like stealing to feed themselves.
I'd respect him more than I do now. It's like, he's just at the moment, he's just an asshole for just to be an asshole. Oh yeah. God. What an asshole.
Luckily for us, he spent all his money building a intergalactic penis instead. So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this has been a weird episode.
I know. I don't know what's going on. So anyway,
it's mystery night. Mystery night got into our heads.
Yeah. The night of thread. Once you've been turned inside out, it does so.
It's got to fuck with your head a little bit.
Yeah. The Night of Thread, you get a thin metal wire and some beaver meat.
Oh, right, the beaver meat. You thread the metal wire through the beaver meat.
You wear it around your neck.
Yep.
And if you're brave and tough.
Yeah, and fire resistant. And
fire resistant, then it means that the meat gets cooked.
You have to lean over a fire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lean over a fire in order to cook the beaver meat.
And it'll be nicely safe to eat because you've killed all the bacteria in the beaver meat. However, if you're weak and timid, afraid of fire or flammable, or inflammable is the same thing.
I know, isn't that weird?
What about unflammable?
I think unflammable is actually the opposite of inflammable.
And flammable.
And flammable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Mm. And you lean back, so you meet won't cook properly, and there's a danger that you'll get beaver parasites in your semicolon.
Which is just half of your regular colon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people choose to eat the wire itself.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Purists.
Yep. Yeah.
But
enjoy the night of thread tonight, people. Enjoy. Find your beaver meat. I'm sure you've got it all ready to go thawing on the kitchen counter well in advance, knowing season it well with paprika or whatever you like. Let us know how you do tomorrow and how delicious your beaver meat was. And
if be brave. Take the heat. That's what I say. Just use that as be brave. Take the heat. Be brave. Take the heat. Be brave. Take the heat.
Are you going to try to turn this into a slogan?
Be brave. Take the heat.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Taste the rainbow. Be brave. Take the heat. So
where are your beaver meat?
Tomorrow we're back behind the paywall where all the good stuff happens.
And we don't talk about Marvel movies.
Exactly. It'll just be all the stuff you want. None of the comic shit. So, recent Jesse review movies. I tell you what, we'll do a movie review.
Two white men with opinions on movies.
Wow, what is Tim Burton thinking? I don't know, whatever.
That was good. It was another good Canadian accent. That was well done. Yeah.
I should be working on my Canadian accent.
I think you are.
Do you know what happened the other day? I was trying to find my, what was it called? I was trying to find an address, and it was called Butcher Lane.
That's or something a great like that. Name.
And I was like,
I'm getting some weird deja vu.
Hey, Google,
right now.
Give me directions to Butcher Lane. And it didn't understand me. It was like,
okay.
I kept doing it over and Butcher Lane, Butcher Lane. I kept doing my clearest voice I could. And then I went, Butcher Lane. And I got it right first time. So I am practicing my Canadian voice. It's just so vocal recognition software can understand me.
That's so funny.
How long till Butcher Lane?
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Canada, Reese.
I went to Toronto to drink some water. I went to Toronto to drink some water. What's the difference?
It's just spot
on. You just soften the teeth.
Spot on. There we it's go. Great.
I'm a Canadian. There you go. Sorry, Canadians. Sorry, all of you.
All of you. All of them. Yeah.
Except me. Tomorrow, paywall, good stuff. Bye. Wafuckak, threads, etc. See you soon.
That could have been the whole episode right there. Just summed up in 5 seconds.
Hal Goose, Carnage, Tom Harding. Bye.
Bye. Wonderful Wafuckak, everybody. We love you.
We love you.
Oh, God.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.